A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is passing this way. He's passing this way. He's passing today. Jesus is passing this way. He's passing this way today. And he's asking, "What do you want me to do for you?" Because of the want of time, I would like to dwell on the first reading, because the historical background of the first reading will give us more insight when we read the book of Maccabees. The book of Maccabees is not found in Protestant Bible. You can ask me why later on. It is only found in the Catholic Bible, the canonical books. Today's first reading, from 1 Maccabees chapter 1, we hear about the name Antiochus Epiphanes. He was a Seleucid. Who are the Seleucids? They are descendants of Seleucus. And who is Seleucus? Seleucus was an army general of Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great ruled, around the 300s BC. They were from Greece. They were of Greek origin. So Seleucus took over the eastern part of Greece, and they were pagans, Hellenists. Now, Antiochus Epiphanes, we are told in the first reading, he became king in the first year. He became king in the year 137 of the kingdom of the Greeks. But he was held hostage as a youth in Rome. He knew the nooks and crannies of Rome. And when he became king, he wanted the Jews to adopt the religion of the Greeks. And that was the battle. Worshipping idols, abandoning the temple, the laws and precepts, the commandments of God. If you did not, you'll be killed. Many of the Jews began to adopt that religion. It took a very few who resisted. People like Judas, Jonathan, and his brother Simon. And this became the Maccabean Revolt. The Maccabean Revolt. And that's where the name of the book of Maccabees came from. And they fought Antiochus Epiphanes until they defeated him. In 2 Maccabees, you hear about, especially chapter 12, where he had to send money to the temple to to pray for the dead. That's something we remember vividly. Praying for the dead is in the book of Maccabees. But this is the beginning of the story. How they fought King Antiochus Epiphanes the IV. And what is the story? That sometimes we hear the saying that majority, one with God is majority. They stood with God, very few people, and they eventually won. In today's celebration, we remember Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. She was only 24 when she died. Only 24. But when her husband, the king, King Louis IV, died, she settled her three children and went into the monastery, the Franciscan monastery, and served God for the rest of her life. She knew what she wanted. She did not continue with family life. Today, she is remembered as the patron saint of the Third Order Franciscans and Catholic charities because she dedicated her life to helping the poor, helping the sick, knowing what you want and going for it and living for it and dying for it is the example she sets for us, just like the Maccabeans. May the Lord continue to help us to fight for the truth and live for the truth. Maybe we should not die for the truth, but not the red martyrdom, but sacrificial death for the truth. Amen.